Hi, I'm Andy Reid.
And I'm Mike Porter. You're listening to Catskill Cabin Getaway on WGXC Acra. That's 90.7 FM. Today's guest is Dan Yolen. Born in Port Chester, New York, in Westchester County, Dan attended Horace Mann High School in the Bronx. He went on a two-month road trip across the U.S. with his family of five and a dog in a rented RV. Dan went to the Woodstock Festival in 1969 and also saw many great bands play at his hometown's Capitol Theater. He attended the Tyler School of Art in Philadelphia as an undergraduate and worked with his father in a coffee vending machine business for 15 years while attempting to launch an artist career as a painter. He couldn't make a living at it, but he did well enough to pay for lunch every day. The business was sold in 1992. Dan took his share, loaded up his guitar into his van, and drove off into the sunset. On his way out of town, he stopped at an animal shelter and picked out a six-month-old 45-pound Australian Shepherd Border Collie mix for companionship and protection. He named her Highway. They traveled all over North America for 2 years, living and eating out of the van. Dan particularly sought out remote areas. He traveled with a book that had information on all the natural hot springs in North America and sought out many of them. When Dan returned, he was deeply in credit card debt and worked for a marketing company for about a year. He noticed more than a few artist friends were becoming art teachers, including an old girlfriend who later became his wife. Dan went to Columbia University's Teacher College for a master's degree in art education. He got a part-time job teaching elementary art in the Bethlehem School District, then a charter school in Albany, and then he found his dream job at Wyndham Ashland Jewett in 2001. Dan married Leslie in 1999 and bought their amazing home in Bern in 2000. Since then, they've been making their garden, making art, and making music. Dan retired in 2020 at the beginning of the pandemic, but was called back to WAJ in 2023 to finish the school year after the tragic passing of the art teacher who took his place. Dan is looking forward to retiring again. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dan. I have the pleasure of knowing you, given that I worked briefly, part-time-wise in WAJ, and When Mike said you were coming on the show, I was like, yeah, lovely to see Dan and speak to him again. So how are you doing, man?
Pretty good. It's springtime, and I really get going in the spring.
I've got a couple of things to ask you. I know you've got an extensive garden. What do you grow?
Almost everything. We used to grow even more than everything, but I've got back in my old age. So we have, let's see, for fruit trees, we have peaches, plums, pears, Asian pears, and apples, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries.
What kind of veggies?
For veggies, we've got asparagus, carrots, lettuce, just about everything you can name, turnips, yeah. Parsnip, basil, tomatoes.
All right, see. Right. Might mean you're going to his house for dinner.
I look forward to those days where Dan would bring in some asparagus or strawberries fresh out of the garden. Those were good mornings there.
Yeah. Can you sum up in a couple of sentences Woodstock? Come on.
Well, I probably don't remember most of it. I remember certain things like they were yesterday, and certain things I just was oblivious to. I gave an interview to the Woodstock Museum in Bethel Woods.
Yeah.
Because they were asking for attendees to talk about their experience. And they were asking me questions, and I was most of the time saying, gee, I don't remember that.
Well, I'll ask you a couple of questions. A, did you pay in?
Did I pay? I have my tickets still.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. I was going to sell them during the 50th anniversary, but they really weren't worth that much.
What did you think they were worth?
I think from looking on online, they were about $50.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. You know?
I thought you were going to say something like a couple of hundred, maybe a thousand.
There were, I think it was $24 when I bought them for the 3 days.
And that's a lot of money then.
Yeah, yeah. But it was worth every penny of it.
Well, what I was going to say is, what band or artist stands out for you?
Well, I heard Jimi Hendrix Monday morning standing in about up to my knees of mud.
Right.
And that stands out. That's probably the most memorable thing. And then when I was walking in on Friday afternoon, I heard, what's his name? I can't forget. See, my memory's going. The black folk guitar player.
Richie Havens.
Yeah, Richie Havens was playing. And he played for a long time.
That's so right, about five songs.
Yeah, that sticks out in my mind. But I also remember by the time I found my seat, if it was windy, the music would kind of wafted in and out.
Right.
Or maybe that was my ears. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe it was the extracurricular activities.
Yeah.
Dan, you know, I wanted to ask you, you and your wife are passionate about gardening. You have an extensive garden. It's got to be a lot of work. It's got to keep you young. But
yeah.
I would imagine that you get a sore back from time to time. Is that accurate?
Yeah, but not as bad as my knees.
Ah, okay.
Thus, I go down on my knees to weed.
Yeah.
My wife, Leslie, usually bends over.
Sure.
But I can't do that.
Sure.
I can't do my toes.
Well, and I was going to ask you, too, there. So when you traveled across country, you were looking for the hot springs.
Yeah.
And do you anything like that? Do you find that to be therapeutic in any way?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I have a hot tub.
Okay, all right. And so is there anything you can tell us about that?
I recommend it.
I was in a hot springs in Saratoga Springs in Wyoming.
Ah.
And I don't know if you were ever in there, but it was snowing at the time.
Wow.
And it was gorgeous. It really was. And there's something... Or something just really relaxing about that, you know, just sitting in a man-made hot tub, a nature's made hot tub, and just sitting there and it's snowing and you're not really worried about it, you know. It was lovely. It was lovely. Beautiful surroundings as well.
I had the same thing happen to me in a hot springs in California where I was just so relaxed that I barely even knew it was snowing.
Wow.
And as the snow accumulated, I realized that I'm in a remote area. I better get to a road where I'll drive out of here if I need to. But yeah, I was usually in very remote areas. There was a hot springs in Nevada that was down a 50-mile dirt road that was worth it. And I actually visited that a number of times, 3 or 4 times on my trip. I had the whole place to myself. It was in the middle of the desert. Mm-hmm. And people had built stone benches inside it. So it's very cool.
All right.
And I spend a week there.
And did Highway, your dog, he jump in?
She wouldn't jump in, but she would get impatient. So get my ear.
brilliant. I love hot springs, I must admit.
Yeah. So.
Now, Dan, your first song is Shenandoah. I was curious, did you ever make it to Shenandoah National Park in Virginia on your travels?
Well, on other travels, but not on my 2-year road trip.
I see.
I've been there a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah, it's beautiful. I backpacked there with my dad and cousin and my cousin's friend. But so why this song?
I'm a big fan of Bill Frisell. And that song, because it's a somewhat familiar song, Shenandoah, you can hear that melody go through it a lot more than some of his other more ethereal songs.